98.1 KZE. It is MK with ya. Friends Day, brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze and New Pulse. I am delighted to welcome back to the studio Delaney Hafner of the Bell Curves, whose music you hear quite a bit here on KZE. Hi, welcome back.
How's it going?
So good. It's great to see you.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
We were just talking, I think last time you were here, which I, again, I will say for the second time today, time is a flat circle. I don't know when it was.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Could have been 6 months ago. Could have been a year and a half. I'm not sure. But I remember talking about the new single that you had put out, and you had a record in the works and didn't have a name yet. And now it has a name. It's called Subject to Change, and it's out on Friday.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so thank you. Yeah, that was probably a year ago when Private Oceans came out. That was the first single off of the album. But I wasn't ready to actually announce the album yet at that point. So now we're here, and it's coming out on Friday.
Awesome. So where did the name Subject to Change come from?
I don't remember what made me think of it. Just one of those things, just kind of going around living life, and it just kind of popped up. And yeah. I like that there are so many interpretations of it, that the subject of the songs can change, but it's also I'm the subject, and I could change, and that everything is subject to change at all times. So kind of many different interpretations, which I like. And it sort of doubles back on itself that there are so many interpretations of it. So
in the process of preparing to release this album, you also moved quite a distance. You went from Long Island to Troy. So now you're officially local.
Yes, upstate girly.
Yeah. How has it been? How are you finding it?
It's really great. Yeah, I'm really happy. We've been kind of keeping our roots on Long Island and still playing some great shows down there. My band is down there. But Troy has been really wonderful so far. I've moved in mid-March, so coming up on the six-month mark now, and it's really starting to feel like home.
Yeah.
So.
And this will be your first fall upstate.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward. I was walking in here just a little while ago. I was first whiff of leaves, mm-hmm. and the crisp air is really nice. I always have a hard time letting go of summer, but It is nice to have a more extended fall, because fall happens so short on Long Island.
It
feels like it's only a few weeks. But
it's basically summer, winter.
Yeah, exactly. It's there'll be a couple of cute orange leaves and nice fall days. But it happens so fast. It just goes from hot to cold. I'm looking forward to having the whole, the cider and the leaves and the whole
thing. Oh, you're in the zone.
Thing. Yeah.
I've already had my pumpkin spice for the season. I'm I'm starting early.
Yeah, the first pumpkin spice of the year is a special one.
The Bell Curves in the studio, Delaney Hafner. Would you like to play us a song?
Yeah, you mentioned you've been playing Hand Rolled a lot.
Yeah,
so,
I love it.
I think I'll play that one, and maybe it'll sound a little different than the studio version. But yeah. Here it goes.
Hit 200,000, leaving the expressway. Watching someone else play Tuesday music on a Friday. Someone thought 1 mile at a time. Trading in my sleep for long-term peace of mind. I'll never find. I'd rather ask for a light and get moving. Toss me in. This morning, see myself through lovers' eyes, evicting all the cops to live inside my mind. You know I don't lie. I'll never give you a lie you can't believe. Toss me another emerald cigarette. I need to make sure that you.
KZE, Delaney Hafner in the studio with me, The Bell Curves. I feel like you're one of those artists who I can still call you The Bell Curves when you're solo, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. That's very intentional. So, yeah. I like, you know, Delaney of The Bell Curves, but just The Bell Curves is cool, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But saying Delaney from The Bell Curves feels incorrect because you are The Bell Curves.
I'll take it. Yeah, I'll take it.
So do you have any album release shows planned?
Yeah, we're doing a listening party. My friend Stella and I, who's my best friend from college, we lived together all 4 years of school when we were at SUNY Purchase. She's also putting out an album. I think hers is coming out on Sunday. So we're doing a listening party on Sunday afternoon in Troy.
Awesome.
At a kombucha place in downtown.
Yeah. You know, I feel like listening parties have become more popular as a way to do an album release. As a, not as opposed to a show. I'm sure you'll also play plenty of shows around the album. But
yeah,
yeah, I think it's a really nice way to introduce an album to the world.
Yeah. And I, you know, it's like I made recordings, you know, like I want people to listen to the recordings and celebrate that, because we play shows all the time. And like we've been playing some really great shows the last year or so. And about half the songs on the album have been in the set list, and I'm very excited for these like studio versions to be out there in the world.
We worked hard on this. Listen
exactly.
to it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also just like put on all this work into the album and making the album, and it's kind of nice to just kind of sit back and like celebrate that and like relax with like a party.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Did you record all of the songs in the same same place, same studio?
Yeah, my dad and I, before we moved off of Long Island. So my dad is my guitar player, and he is also a great recording engineer. And so we had a studio in our house when we were living on Long Island before we moved up here, and we did everything there.
Yeah, because there's definitely there's a sound that your songs have, and it's, you know, it's your songwriting, it's your voice, it's your guitar playing, the arrangements, but it's also, I don't know, they're like they're very distinctive.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
yeah. I think that's probably because of a sort of DIY ethos that we have.
I mean, DIY, but it sounds, I mean, it sounds perfectly polished and professional.
Yeah, thank
but,
you.
Yeah,
thank but you. But I, but like, it is still like me and my dad and great musicians just like in a room together with some decent mics and
yeah
that's kind of been our MO for the last couple of projects. So.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the other thing that I like about your songs is they are, you know, they're very personal and they're very, you know, I'm sure you draw a lot from your own experience, but they're also like fun.
No, thank you. I really appreciate that because I work really hard to like make them fun and like funny. In a way that I hope is not like dorky.
If you know what, embrace
like,
dorky.
I'm not even trying not to do like the Weird Al thing, but like
there I don't are, find it dorky, but I'm right, also like, a huge there dork. Are like right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. It's more like I want them to be like clever, I guess, and witty, as opposed to like silly. Even though like there are moments of silliness. So I'm glad that that's coming through.
Yeah, and I'm sure, I don't think I've ever seen a full Bell Curve show. One of these days I will, but I imagine it's a fun live show as well.
I've been told that it's fun, and I mean, I'm having fun when I'm on stage, and I just get so much joy out of playing, especially doing these full band shows. I mean, I love playing solo too, but I just love being on stage, and I love the like this sort of like energetic feedback loop that happens when you have an audience that is enjoying themselves. Yeah. And like, you know, I think a lot about like a sort of like Springsteen approach to performance that I am trying to tap into.
I mean, Springsteen is an amazing example to look to as a front person.
Yeah, exactly. And like just the joy of performance and like the joy of sharing that moment with an audience.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like and certainly not to bash any other styles of music. It's all great and it's all valid and there's a place for it all, but I feel like a lot of, you know, singer-songwritery stuff tends to be kind of somber.
Yeah.
And I just appreciate that you know, yours is you know, you can boogie to it.
Thank you. Yeah. And like of course there are still like moments of melancholy and like you said somber, but like yeah, on the whole I think that there's a need for irreverent but smart but joyful
and
music.
Relatable as well.
And, yeah,
you
exactly
know, your voice is very like casual in your songwriting.
Yeah,
you know, you sound like just a friend talking. Mm-hmm. You know, as opposed to you know trying to pull too many thesaurus words out,
right? Thank you. That's great. Yeah, thank you so much.
Delaney Hafner is my guest. The Bell Curves new album, Subject to Change, drops on Friday. Would you like to play another one for us?
Yeah, let me check my tuning.
Sure.
Okay, that sounds good. I'm going to play a song called, this is one that we haven't been doing as the band. So anyone that's been coming to shows and stuff, this is not one that they're going to be familiar with. It's on the second half of the album. So a little bit more. Less of a poppy one.
Deep cut.
Yeah, exactly. But I've been really enjoying playing it solo. And I'm excited for the studio version to come out. So this song is called Pour Over. Thank you.
1 KZE, Delaney Hafner, The Bell Curves in the studio for Friends Day, brought to you by The Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. Her new record, Subject to Change, is out on Friday. Did I catch a little, The Kids Are All Right in there?
Yes.
That's so good. I love when people do that.
Yeah. There's a lot of that in this album.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, there's a Fountains of Wayne reference, an REM reference. That Cheap Trick reference.
Easter eggs.
Yeah, exactly. And I have a lot of love for like folk music and folk music traditions, and like the way that different folk songs will like borrow lyrics and like melodic bits from older songs, and like Bob Dylan did it all the time, and like I just think it's really cool, and I think it's really fun to do that in a sort of like integrating that concept into like this more like indie rock power pop world, because like it's all kind of coming from a lot of the same roots anyway.
So listen to the album and see if you can catch all the Easter
eggs.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, I really appreciate you making the drive down today. It's so good to see you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for having me in.
And where can we go to buy the album, find out about your music, upcoming shows?
Yeah, so the best place is Instagram. The album is up for pre-save right now, so if you don't want to forget about it when it comes out on Friday, the pre-save link is in my Instagram bio, and you just search The Bell Curves, and that's B-E-L-L-E. And yeah, wherever you get music on Friday, it'll be out there for enjoyment, hopefully.
Awesome. We'll see you next time.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We got your community bulletin board, Avett Brothers, up next on KZE.